Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm so glad that you tune in to our weekly service. The call-in number is error code 929-477-1786. Again, the call-in number is error code 929-477-1786. This is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this day, God. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for this morning, rising, and last night sleeping, God. We just thank you right now, God, for how you touched our minds and our hearts, God, to give you the glory and the praise on today. God, we ask that you have your way on today, God. Look on those that are sick, God, on their beds of affliction, God. God, we ask that you send forth your healing virtue in the name of Jesus. God, have your way on today, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we give you all the glory and all the praise, God. We just thank you for how you just making a way out of no way, God. Thank you, God, for just being a God all by yourself, God. God, we just thank you for our young peoples on today, God. We ask that you continue to touch them, God, in a mighty way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, touch their minds, God. Help them to be obedient, God. Help them to maintain in school, God. God, help them to be educated in the things that they need to be educated in, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for opening up doors, God, making ways out of no way, God. Job opportunities, God, so people can be able to take care of their families, God. God, we thank you right now, God. Just have your way on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. God, we just give you the glory, God. Somebody's heart is heavy on today, God. God, we thank you right now for lifting the burdens, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you, God, for being a mind regulator, God, where there's confusion, God. I thank you right now, God, for setting us free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just thank you for your leaders on today. Have your way today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for your blood, God, the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God. Have your way on today, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, God, because you're so good, God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way today, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way on today, God. Oh, we just thank you right now, God. There's nobody like you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for just being the God in the midst of trouble, God, where there's confusion, God, and don't see the way out, God. We thank you, God, for intervening on our path, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. There's nobody but you, God. Just have your way on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, you bless the leaders, God. We thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Just do it today, God. In a special way, God, as we prepare ourselves for the holidays, God. God, we pray that you will be in the midst, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them know that every day is a day of thanksgiving, God, and that we can give you the glory and we can give you all the praise for everything that you're doing in our lives. And we just thank you right now, God. Thank you for the ministry on today, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us a mind to lift your name up on today, God. And we ask that you have your way in everything that we say and do on today, God. This we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. We do thank and praise God again for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for everything that he's doing in our lives. We give God the glory, and we give God the praise on today. And we ask God to just bless on today. We know that the holidays are coming up this week. Again, it is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the people are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. And again, I am Pastor Natalie Franklin. The call-in number is 929-477-1786. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-1786. You can listen to us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. to 10:30. We just thank God, as again, you know, the holidays is coming up. Every day is the day of Thanksgiving. And I just thank and praise God for knowing that without God, we can't do nothing. Amen, praise God. Without God, we cannot do nothing. If you think you can make it on your own, I just want to give you a wake-up call to let you know that you can't do it. You have to have God on your side to be that mind regulator, to know how to show us how our ins and outs go. We had a real good lesson on last week. We talked about the New Jerusalem. I don't know if anybody did their assignment for their prize on this week. Nevertheless, you got to the end of the month to turn in your assignment and get you a prize for our for the month of November. Every Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, in service, but at 9:30 we have breakfast. Occasionally we do have breakfast after our 10 o'clock service, but most time it's at 9:30. The first Sunday is our communion Sunday. Second Sunday is Sunday school. Our third Sunday is Women's Sunday. And then the fourth Sunday is our Youth in Action. On the fifth Sunday is our T-shirts and Jeans Sunday. And I just want to thank God. I want to let you know that this month we have did a lot of contribution. Like I said, this is a more or less an outreach ministry. And so we are have and going to continue to take care of the homeless people this month. And next month we also going to give a donation to feed the hungry. So we're just going to be a blessing. And everything that, you know, we can think about to do, and looking forward to 2017 with bigger projects of doing things. We're going to ask Miss Naomi to render up a song of her own choosing. Amen. And then we'll come back, amen, to our service. As we see you speaking to Naomi. Amen. Praise God. Anybody just want to give a short testimony? I know God's been good to them this weekend. If anybody want to just share a short testimony of what God has done for them this week, you're more than welcome to do that. Amen. Because I know He's been good to them. He's been good to us. Amen. Praise God. Nobody got a testimony of how good God's been to them. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't want y'all to be shocked. Amen. Let's receive victory to stay on this. Amen.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides. God provides in ways I can't explain and can deny. The little that I have, He must supply. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you. And that's everything you thought you knew. now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes if no one needs to fight. Watch God provide. God provide. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will it be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see. And my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes if no one needs to fight. Ooh, watch God provide.
Bibles. Like I said, a lot of times we just have the Bibles on our phones, our tablets, our iPads. Some of us carry phones in our purses and pockets. Amen. Praise God. But if you can get your Bible, we're going to go Luke, the 12th chapter. Luke, the 12th chapter. In the 13th verse. Luke, the 12th chapter, in the 13th verse. Amen. God, He is the provider for everything that we need. Amen. But we have to what? Trust in Him. Amen. Praise God. And if I can get somebody to be my reader on to this morning, I'll read the Luke, the 12th chapter. Verses 13 to 21. That would be appreciative. Everybody don't have to read it all at the same time. Nobody want to read?
There are someone off in the crowd.
Is that Luke, the 12th chapter?
No.
No, that's not one of the company
said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divides the inheritance.
Okay.
And he said unto him, man who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, take heed and beware of cutting it, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruit? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barn and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, and who shall those things be which thou hast provided?
21.
So is he that layeth up for himself and is not rich toward God.
Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word. Amen. Praise God. Is that a different version, Naomi?
New Living Transition.
Okay. Can you read your New Living Transition? Because it wasn't used like that.
Then someone called from the crowd, teacher, please tell me my brother to divide our product this day with him. Jesus replied, friend, who made me a judge over you to the five such things as God? Then he said, beware. God forgives every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, what shall I do? I don't have room for all my crops. Then he said, I know. I'll tear down my barns and build a bigger one. Then I'll have room enough to sell all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, my friend, you have enough food away for years to come. Now take, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, you will die this very night, then you will get everything you work for. Yes, a person is a fool to start perfectly well, but not have a rich relationship with God.
All right. And that's the New International Version?
New Living Translation.
Okay, New Living
Translation.
Translational Version. So we heard the King James Version, and we heard the New... This lesson is, look at your neighbor and tell her, are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
Look at your other neighbor and tell us, are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
All right, then, praise the Lord. This is a very good parable lesson coming from Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 13 to 21. Here we're talking about, it says, of one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. Here, this person has a lot of stuff, and they want their brother to divide it among them. It's just like a family. You got somebody in the family that's rich, somebody in the family don't have that much. So the one that don't have that much, and I know my children, like my son, what mama got for me? I want my part. So, you know, I'm just saying, I want my inheritance. They want this part. So this is what's going on with this particular parable. He wants his inheritance. And the man said unto him, man, who made me a judge or divider over you? In other words, what you think? I'm going to divide. I'm not a judge. I'm not going to divide nothing. He said, I tell you what I'm going to do. Since I have a whole lot of stuff, instead of dividing it, I'm just going to tear down these little bitty barns because I got too much stuff to put in there. I'm going to tear it down and I'm going to build me a bigger barn so that I can put the rest of the stuff that I have into it. It's just like us. Where we started out with a shotgun house. Now you open the front door and you can look and see the back door. But as soon as the Lord blesses us with a little something, oh, now we got to get us a bigger house. We got to buy more stuff. Got to have We had one car. That car got us from point A to point B. But since we got a little bit of jobs, they said a little bit more, we ain't got two or three more cars. Now we got to go get us a house with a three or four car garage so that we can put all our cars in there. Got to have all the furniture up in there. And we got everything because we're coveting these things. We don't want nobody else to have it. But we want to keep it to ourselves. Ain't that something? That's what's going on with this here thing. But the man said, he said, I'm gonna tear it down, I'm gonna build up bigger bars so I can put everything in there. And he said, guess what? I'm gonna have stuff for years and years and years to come. See, that's what we do. We get these things and we look to the future. We like, oh, I can sit back, man. I'm straight now. I ain't my bank account fat. My pocket fat. My house looking good. Riding in a nice car. Got a tank full of gas. Bitch, ready to, man. I got everything. I'm straight. All clothes. I'm blinging and everything. I'm good. I ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm set. I am set. I ain't got to worry about nothing. But guess what happened? The Lord spoke to me. Look at your neighbor and tell him again, are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
Look at that other neighbor and tell him, are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
He said, God said unto him, thy fool. He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. In other words, what? You better die. And when you die, is anything going with you? Ain't nothing going with you. Ain't nothing. Even when you all deteriorate and go back to ashes and dust, nothing shall be remained. Nothing. But you had a man in the shade. You were sitting back chilling and everything. Now you ain't got nothing. You ain't even got a lot because you didn't give it to the Lord. Look at your neighbor again and tell him, are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
Oh, no, your other neighbor didn't hear you. Tell him again, are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
No, he said, thy soul shall be required of thee, and thy shall, those things that y'all, that have been, you ain't going to have them no more. Who's going to get it? Somebody else going to reap all those benefits. I remember this, I was reading somewhere, the lady had a husband that was a very rich husband, and he was so mean because he was getting to the time for his death, and he told his wife, he said, I want nobody to have nothing. I want everything. When I die, I want you to put everything in my casket. I want all my money in my casket. He had a whole lot of money. He said, I want everything. That's everything I own. I want it in my casket. And I want you to promise me that. And so the wife said, okay, I'll promise you that. I give you, you know, all your money. I'll make sure that it'll be in your casket. So they had the funeral and everything, and one of her friends said, she already told her friends what had happened with the husband wanted all his money in the casket. And she said, girl, did you do what he asked you to do? She said, yes, I did. She said, girl, you a fool? Look at your neighbor. Say, are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
Are you a fool?
God, and that woman sat up there. She said, yes, I did. She said, I want him a check and put it in the cash. The man kept the money. But that check, they can't take no check. Praise God. So I just wanted to let us know today that we are not a fool. It makes no difference. This is the time of Thanksgiving. And surely we are thankful for everything that God has given us. And I'm glad that God is an abundant God. He's been blessing us with different things in our lives and everything. But don't be a fool. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't even know where we leave out of here today what holds. But we do know that we need to be thankful for the things that we got. Don't cover those things that you have because you could have them today, and they could be gone today. That's just how life feels. So we got to be careful of the things that we have and not cover to those things and make those idle things in our lives. We thank God for the lesson on today. Amen. It was a beautiful lesson today. Amen. Talking about, are you a fool? And no, we're not a fool. We are children of the Lord, and God has given us wisdom and knowledge to know that, what? We're not covered in no place. And we sure can't take it with us. We just have to be thankful. Again, this lesson was coming from Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 13 through 21, and it was a very good lesson. We heard both versions. We heard both versions of the lesson on today. We are in service. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we thank God for the lesson. Again, this is Overcoming Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness, to do the work that God has called us for in the ministry. You can listen to us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. The call-in number is area code 929-477. And again, I am Pastor Natalie Franklin. We are Overcomers Holiness. This is the church where the people are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God has called us for in the ministry. And I'm just glad to know that every day is the day of Thanksgiving. And I don't want us to be a fool on this week. This week I want us to be thankful for everything that God has given us, and not only being thankful, but we want to be looking on others and be a blessing to somebody else that's less fortunate than we are, so that they can have a reason to be thankful, that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen. Praise God. And I'm just thanking the Lord today. I ask God, ask that you continue to keep Overcoming Holiness in prayer, as we also keep you in prayer. But we know God is able, amen, praise God, to do any and everything but fail. There's no failure in God, amen, praise God. There's failures in us, but there's no failure in God, amen, praise God. And we got to continue to trust him, we got to continue to trust him, and we got to know that without God, there is nothing, amen. And we got to be thankful and not be a fool and know that God is a blessing to us, and we need to be a blessing to others, and not to cover those things that God has blessed us with, but to be a blessing to others and to share on some of the goodness that God has given to us. Amen. Because when we leave here, we're not going to be able to do amen, praise God. Everything that we have, it belongs to God anyway. Amen. He's just loaned it to us, praise God. So we have to use those things very wisely. Amen, praise God, and just be grateful for everything that God has. I want everybody to enjoy this Thanksgiving. Amen, praise God, knowing that without God, can do nothing. Amen, praise God. We have to always love him and love him more. Remember, God loves you, and so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it, praise God, but just get over it. Amen, praise God. Tune in to us next Sunday at 10 a.m., again, the call-in number is area code 929-477-1786. It's still in service, but this is concluding our broadcast on today. Amen, and we thank you for tuning in.